Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Time now for headlines as we predict what will happen on Sunday as the Packers take on the Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say kissing cousins. Pack bikes tied.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
He missed it again! And we'll end this crazy game in a tie. Oh my goodness.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from the Bog in Saukville at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open, begins now. And Jesse has decided that we need to have a conversation about polos.
Well, Tausch just got his new ESPN Milwaukee polo. He's rocking double polo action right now.
So do you, if I may.
Yeah, what do you need?
So you wore a polo down here because you were given your ESPN.
So Milwaukee. I have a ton of ESPN Madison polos. Right? Uh-huh. Not a ton. I have one or two. I don't have a ton of ESPN Milwaukee gear. So I didn't have. I was going to wear an ESPN Milwaukee polo. I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And now I got. This is really nice and light. It's nice.
Yeah. And I got one, too.
Now, typically, I'm not a big white shirt wearer for whatever reason. It's not as flattering as you guys obviously see both wearing black.
I think you look
black.
Great in your white polo.
I don't mind
today.
It. It is what it is. So, yeah, so here it is. It's very nice. We got a great team down here now.
We do.
But you put it on over your existing polo. Are you going to excuse yourself during a commercial break to take the other polo off? Or are you going to go double polo in 96 degree
temperatures? I will not go double polo when I'm out, you know, talking with folks. But for right now, what do I care?
I guess I've never seen the double polo before. It was the first for me. Jesse got his new one. He didn't put it on top of his.
He has an ESPN Milwaukee shirt. Obviously, I want to rep our company and what we're doing. So, yeah, that's what I'm here.
So, I've taken a couple. I've worn this black one
a lot.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Smells.
It is my favorite. Probably does. It's one of my favorite polos I've ever owned. I look good in it.
Sure you do.
Oh, my goodness.
When I went and I did one of our WIAC Wednesday basketball broadcasts up in River Falls, I wore this polo.
Someone tried to steal your polo
your
mouse.
I took a picture with the championship, Division III football championship trophy.
And Boomer
UW
from
River
Athelstein.
Falls, and I looked like super thin. And I sent the picture to Becca. She's like, why do you look so thin?
Oh. Does she like you a little bit?
Thanks
little
for
bit.
Noticing.
Does she like a little something to grab onto?
Trick photography.
I am not going anywhere.
What you said, she just said you look thin.
That is an HR violation if I've ever heard
one. Is that HR violation?
I don't want to make that joke.
Does she like a little something to grab onto?
You can take that whatever.
That's an HR violation.
You don't think you needed to repeat it.
You can take that wherever you want. That's not what – you can take that however you want.
So I look thin in the black ESPN Milwaukee.
Why don't you put
polo?
The white one on and then poll our audience to see if they think you look thin?
When we came out here last year, they didn't have one for me.
Okay.
I got left off the list. And so I was a little disappointed about
all
that.
Right.
So when we were doing our final logistic planning for this one, I texted in our little group text with our teammate Sean. I just said,
Shawnee boy.
Hey, can I make, like, I love sporting the ESPN Milwaukee, and I do a lot of shows that are on multi-market.
Yeah, Wilde and Tausch,
college games and high school
college
state championships.
And WIAC Wednesdays and things like that.
Yeah, like the show, College Game Day. I want to rep ESPN Milwaukee as much as I rep ESPN Madison when I'm on those shows.
I will take my hat.
And so just having the one polo, I kind of wanted more. And like I didn't want to bother our content manager,
I'm sure
Madison Ashton. I asked him for one last year. He said, "Yeah, I'll get that for you." He never did. And I was
"You're calling Ashton?"
So
that's an HR violation.
I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I just thought maybe asking Sean at a time this year and making sure I had one. And you're getting after me for your IPT import taste to ask for a polo ahead of time, making a big deal out of it. I just wanted to have one. It's a nice polo, and now you have one. I have one. I'm sure Jason will have one. We're all happy about it, right?
I have an Associated Bank polo at home. I could have worn that. because they're the best in the business and they've got the awards to prove it when it comes to their customer service. And if you're a Brewers fan, it is time to make the switch. What are you waiting for? All the great perks that come with Associated Bank's Brewers checking. We're even, perhaps, going to take advantage of one of them.
What is it?
Next week.
What are you going
to
do?
We're going to get some tickets to a Brewers game before the training camp starts. Oh, we're very excited about that. That request has been placed. And if I go to the Brewers team store, I'll save 20% off at the Brewers team store. I'll save up to 50% off my home game tickets. We'll be able to use the express entry so we can tailgate a little longer by going through the Associated Bank entrance.
You ain't tailgating. Who are you kidding?
Well, I'm not going to probably.
Yeah, you're not going to tailgate.
No. And I can also save both on the iconic Famous Racing Sausages 5K and 10K run and walk and the Brewers Baseball Academy registration. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. I can only imagine, I don't have the YouTube comments open at the moment, but between the description, I am not repeating it a third time, of Becca's position on you being thin.
Don't you talk about, slow down. I was getting uncomfortable there. Go ahead.
And Jesse telling everybody how good he looks.
Yeah.
We need to get back to football.
God, good Lord, yes.
Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we went a little sideways, I had a question for you because you made, I thought, an incredibly astute point about they can say whatever they want about a quarterback, but when it's time to pay him, do they pay him or not? And the way things are changing in terms of the fiscal approach some teams have taken and still had success. So if Jordan Love has...
Let me ask you this. Does Minnesota wish they would have just paid the Piper with Sam Darnold?
Would they have paid the same amount that they paid?
No, they would have paid the same amount that Seattle paid.
Yes, I think they probably do.
So for all of this, let's be fiscally responsible and let's manage our cap and let's do all of that. And we can win with anybody. Kevin O'Connell's a pretty good coach too.
He is.
And Minnesota, they didn't have anything to grab onto. After they lost, oh boy. Minnesota right now is sitting there. What do they do? They have to go and get somebody else that their team didn't want to pay him.
Right.
How is that working?
Not well.
Because all of this stuff is great. Like, we all want to go and bargain hunt and go find great stuff at Steinhoffel's Clearance Center and whatnot. Everybody loves all that. But there does come a time where it's like, I need that. That's going to put us over the pipe.
And to your point, that is why back after the 2020 season ended and Aaron Rodgers was disgruntled, Sean McVay went through proper channels to inquire about his availability for the Rams, and Kyle Shanahan tried to steal Matt LaFleur's girlfriend.
No, Matt LaFleur's still best buddies with him.
Well, they appear to have reconciled, I agree, but that's why he basically tampered with Aaron Rodgers, trying to get him to San Francisco, because good, not great, right? But now the pendulum has shifted at least a little bit because of what Sam Darnold was able to do. I'm curious, if Jordan Love does not elevate the way we expect him to, right? If he doesn't stay healthy, he doesn't have the 35 touchdowns, 6 picks, in getting MVP vote season, and he has a carbon copy of the last two seasons where he misses time with injury. His numbers are not impressive regardless of EPA and WAR and everything else that everyone else uses like Mina Kimes and Joshy does. Do the Packers want to pay him the top dollar still? Because what you said about Jalen Hurts, does it not then apply a year from now to Jordan Love when he's got the $72 million cap number in 2028, and you usually want to get ahead of that before you get on the verge of it?
If he is on this trajectory, they will pay him happily. the Green Bay Packers will pay him happily. They believe a lot more in what Jordan Love can do than what Philadelphia believes Jalen Hurts can do. I firmly believe that. And I am not covering the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm watching from afar, but you see how this thing is going. I don't know what their relationship is with the coach. I think there's obviously there was issues there with his star receiver. That's gone. So now maybe this will be a different story. And I don't think you should underestimate Jalen Hurts. You can, but you will be you will be played a fool because he's constantly proven he's pretty good. But is he great? And there comes a time, and I was listening to Brian Windhorst discussing how the NBA is approaching this. And whether you like it or not, AI and analytics and all of this is now really narrowing down. And I don't know how much they're accounting for some of the intangible things. Everything has to be tangible. And they're saying the center for Detroit, Durin?
I think so.
Okay. The Pistons in the old days, young talent, we're going to pay him.
Yeah, it's Durin.
We're going to pay him. Well, we're going to pay him, but we only see this much production. We can only pay this amount. We're not maxing. That's going to be, I think, looked at in the same way at the quarterback spot. And it's going to be looked at and say, well, it has always been rubber stamp. Up, oh, he's next guy up. He's going to make 63.
Right.
Up, oh, next guy, 64. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think the Josh Allen's, Patrick Mahomes is the top five or six guys will reset markets. I don't envision you are – and you see it with Goody a little bit already. In with how Green Bay handles
with
things
the wide
analytically.
Receivers and how they
but wide
them.
Receivers, but just the old days of he's our guy, second contract, he's played well for us, rubber stamp. Well, if you're not playing at a certain level, and you could look at their old line, and you could also say maybe there'll be a course correction on this. But I'm not going to pay $12 million a year for somebody that I don't necessarily think is more than eight. And they're going to stick to this is where we can go. And if somebody else will pay you, we will replace you, and we will be okay. There's always going to be the guys that won't be the case. But I think as sports and analytics and artificial intelligence and all of this comes to a head, the battle is still going to be the same. It's still going to be when you're evaluating talent. Oh, he runs this. He lifts this. He does this. What has he got in here? You're never going to be able to measure that, and the only way you do is when you have somebody in a building, and even then, how much is that worth? Because you're never going to equivocate that on paper with how the analytics folks look at it.
We will continue this conversation as we roll on live from the Delzer Open, Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open at the Bog in Saukville. I know my good friend David Gruber is here. I'm going to go out onto the course and see him after our show ends. I won't be riding in Tausch's cart, so I should be pretty safe. But if I do end up having an accident, well, I know who to call. Gruber offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch live from the Bog. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
You're supporting you, Ben.
I don't write for a newspaper.
Oh, I'm looking at Channel 3000 here.
Time?
The best of the best include Messi, Mbappe.
Soccer update.
Welcome to the portion of Wildy and Tausch live from the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open at the Bog, where Tausch reads the newspaper.
All right, actually, this is something, because I know we were just discussing it. Notable NFL stars seeking new homes in 2026. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to take ownership of this. Yerp or nerp, quickly. Don't even think about it. Packers
what
want this.
Happening right
he
now?
Grabbed the newspaper from in the clubhouse at the Bog at the Delzer
There's
ESPN
some
Milwaukee
interesting,
Open.
interesting fits.
Have you even read this? Or
I actually was just looking at this. Like, I thought this guy signed.
Have you?
This guy's dead. This is Tuesday.
Off the list.
Today's Tuesday, July 14th. Correct. 2026.
Today is Tuesday, July 14th.
Yeah. Okay. All day. So, notable stars that are seeking homes in the NFL. Green Bay Packers have some spots that I think we all think. I'm on board with dabbling. Now we got the young players, et cetera, et cetera.
What paper is it?
It's Channel 3000. It's the Channel 3000. I went because I like printed things. I printed this off. Print edition. Stephon Diggs. Yerp, nerp. Quickly.
No.
For who?
For
the
Green
Packers?
Bay.
Nerp.
Nerp.
And let's just assume these are all minimum contracts because I want to take money out of the equation.
Sure. Okay.
You want to take Stephon Diggs at a minimum?
Well, if you can say everybody's at a minimum contract, there's going to be some steals on this list. You'd be like, why not take a flyer?
That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't want
to. Still NERP.
No, they just redid the entire receiver room to get rid of the by committee deal. Don't bring in someone that would be a commanding presence who hasn't been happy in other offenses. That would disrupt that.
Good job, Jesse.
Both NERPs. Tyreek Hill.
NERP, same thing.
I don't want any part of him.
NERP, NERP. Okay. Bobby Wagner.
Tyreek Hill's not on a team right now.
Wow. I like Bobby Wagner. But they already have their Bobby Wagner. His name is Zaire Franklin.
Yeah. NERP.
NERP, NERP. Joey Bosa.
Yerp.
Yerp. Yerp. Explain.
You can never have too many pass
He's talked about retiring. NERP.
I'm with Tausch. NERP.
Hmm.
That's the only reason. If he gives you the production, I think in Buffalo, I don't know his
Can
stats.
He play for 6 weeks?
The paper doesn't give us anything.
Here hey! Jesse, Owen's in there making music for us.
Here is the one of the list here. There's two that I am very intrigued by.
Ooh.
And I'm going to save those for the end. Debo Samuel.
NERP.
I wouldn't mind having him. I'm going to say YERP for Debo.
So we got
physical guy. He'll run a jet sweep. He's still got a little something he can be. There's going to be some
what's
injury.
What's Goody going to tell you? You come to Goody with us and say, hey, I think we're
going to get him at a minimum deal.
We're going to get him on a minimum deal. What's Goody going to say?
Walks in, slams the paper down on
he's
the desk.
He's going to say, well, Goody, we have our guys.
We have Savion Williams. That's exactly what he's going to say.
Jaden Reed.
Okay, so no go.
Sky Moore.
NERP, NERP.
I agree with you. I would say YERP. The Packers would say NERP very quickly.
How about Keenan Allen, who last played with the Chargers?
NERP.
Older guy.
Yeah, too old.
Slot guy. Could help maybe coach up Jaden Reed on some things. Could be that, you know, next guy up.
I would say
Allen's a slot guy.
Boy. If any of the Packers' main receivers win the lottery or miss time for whatever reason, I would call these guys for a minimum.
Retire to host
would,
the radio
I would
show.
Call Keenan Allen Ooh. In early October.
Ooh.
I would call Debo in early October.
Wait, you know, not you got now. Farther I'm down the article
yeah,
now.
There's
you
three or four
below
players.
The fold.
We've already discussed Jadeveon Clowney.
We have.
They have him going to the Chicago Bears, which I think would be interesting.
Channel 3000's newspaper has that?
Von Miller.
No.
Von Miller.
How is he still playing football?
Best fit with the Seahawks.
What has he done lately?
He said he regretted choosing the Commanders on a podcast. He regretted choosing them. He should have chosen the Seahawks last year. He's old. I don't know. I would say NERP for him, even though I think that is a spot that they should look heavily at.
Okay.
Trayvon Diggs was with the Packers. I don't know why they didn't keep him on a reduced salary. It's kind of a weird deal. Obviously, Micah likes him. He's a big play guy. At worst, why not take a flyer on him and see? But that wasn't the fit that he was looking for. So, and here are the three that are most intriguing.
Oh, now it's big time. Right.
Jonnu Smith, the tight end. He was with the Steelers. Big body.
Yeah.
Tight end is a spot. You know, Tucker's going to be
they
back.
They need help.
I think that's a spot. They're bringing Lachey, the old Iowa tight end. They're going to need somebody that can. The only negative there is no special teams, more than likely, with Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
But I think he's proven to be.
Yeah, Josh Wiley for that.
There you go. Darren Waller, somebody that I wanted back 5 years ago.
NERP.
Now you're back to the major league with the guy that's dead. That's also like, well, they're talking about Jake Taylor. Wish we had him 2 years ago. We did.
All right.
Well, 4 years ago, then.
So everyone
you want
on this,
Gilmore too. While you're at it,
so everyone on this,
JJ Watt.
Everyone on this list, I think we look at and say NERP for most of them. Jonnu Smith is intriguing. Jadeveon Clowney, I think, is worth a flyer, not at a higher price point. And here's the guy that I'm probably most intrigued by.
You want to save it for the next segment? You want to build
do
you,
do, are we behind on the calendar?
No.
It's 10:45. We could like hit our, we could hit it perfectly.
Is it going to warrant 12 minutes of conversation?
No.
Just give it to us now.
Taylor Decker, the left tackle with the Lions, he is out there on the open market. He's obviously had a lot of injuries.
So he retired.
He will not come back. He will not come back as for the minimum, I would not think. But he is available, and it looks as if the Los Angeles Rams are intrigued by him. What are you? Why are you laughing?
Because you're reading the paper, comprehending it, then looking up at us and recycling the information.
I just think that is a spot where if you're going to take a flyer on somebody, I don't. But the problem is, I don't do that. Now I do this in September. If and Taylor
Decker,
that's
why all these guys are still unemployed.
Taylor Decker
July 14th.
Has no interest in going to a training camp. I think he is going to end up. I don't know where he's going to end up. Maybe Chicago, because the Bears, obviously their left tackle blew his knee up in the Packer game. That's somebody. He's got the relationship with old boy Benny, but that is someone. Another spot. You look at depth. You have a young guy out there. Potentially, he'd be another fit. So that list, while I was joking about having the newspaper in my hand, I think there's some veterans. I did not know Taylor Decker was still available. I thought he retired.
Are we sure that the Lions haven't like kept his rights or something on the
No, I think they had to release him because of a bonus of some sort.
I would say that would be the one. He's only he'll be 33 on August 23rd. I'm sorry, I have always been a believer in the have a veteran guy among Raleigh McKenzie when you were a rookie, right?
He didn't make the team.
Right, but he was on the team the year before. Those guys, those older guys that you have.
I told you the umpires that were related to Raleigh and Reggie, right? Ended up taking a nice picture with him. I don't know if the opposing team appreciated much.
You did not share
that. I didn't share that. It's a good story.
Sounds like
the umpires from your baseball game that you were at? Or
I was coaching, and he was up and didn't know anything about it. And then about the fifth or sixth inning, he goes, hey, you know Reggie and Raleigh McKenzie. And so then after the game, I BS'd them for a while, talked about how awesome Raleigh was to me, and I loved Reggie. Reggie was a great front office guy, and I think he's with the Dolphins now or Titans.
I don't know where Reggie is currently. That's
he's one
question.
Of your sources. I mean, that's who you talk to. You don't even know what team he's coaching.
Where is that? Right?
How do you? You don't know what team he's
because I haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh, so Schneider's the one giving you all the info. Interesting. Fair enough.
Elliot Wolf, maybe.
Okay.
So anyway, Taylor Decker. That strikes me as a no-brainer.
It would make sense.
Although I see the Rams with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, it's right here. I just told you. You don't need to look on the computer. Well, we got it right here. The old school paper. Boom. Boom.
The throwdown for good measure is my favorite. All right. I want everyone to hear what Mina Kimes said. You have that audio?
We do. Oh, well, Owen has it, but yeah.
Okay.
We're good. We can play that next.
Mina's been wrong on a lot of stuff too, just for the record.
She is
not
wrong.
Not a Jeopardy.
No, she's got a lot of things right on Jeopardy, but she's very much in the pro Jordan Love camp, extremely pro Jordan Love. We will hear from her coming up after I remind you that you don't need to hop on a plane or board a cruise ship to feel like you've escaped. Your next getaway is waiting in Milwaukee at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Start with the stay. The biggest hotel rooms in Milwaukee, nearly 500 beautifully designed rooms and luxury suites that are perfect for a weekend reset, a date night, or celebrating something big. And if you're hungry, you've got so many options. Dream Dance Steakhouse, Canal Street Cafe, Rockin' Brews, The Marketplace, Ruyi Asian Kitchen, Cream City Coffee Company. So many drink specials and food specials happening all the time. Sophisticated relaxation, incredible flavor, and a full night out all in one place at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We will hear from Mina Kimes as we roll on live at the Bog in Saukville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. It's Wilde and Tausch. So we made a change. We're going to play Mina to start the 11 o'clock hour live from the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open at the Bog in Saukville. Feels like a good time based on the newspaper that I've now grabbed to discuss Wimbledon.
Oh.
How about a Tausch Tennis Minute?
I got that.
Because I know you were very excited about Sinner versus Joker.
Yeah.
And he emerged victorious and then won the whole show.
Well, and unfortunately, I was in the Everlight Solar studio that day, and I ended up watching Maury Povich.
I couldn't
figure out how to
Sinner,
turn the
you
channel.
Are not the father. Yeah.
Povich. Sinner's dominating. I think we should dig more into the Sinner story than what they have. I wanted to see Joker win one more. This was his probably best opportunity. Alcaraz is out, but Sinner is going to end up in – he's not going to be one of the all-time greats, but he is climbing along with Alcaraz. And I think for him, we saw Johnny Mack kind of give in after Bjorg retired. If Alcaraz's wrist doesn't come back around, I do wonder. If you don't have that yin and yang, sometimes you end up yanging out. That could be the case, but he did not this time around. And Zverev gave him a good run for at least a set. But old boy's pretty dang good. And I think his all-around game, along with that big serve, going to be tough to beat the next couple of
years.
So
can I ask you, as a casual tennis person, because you...
I'm very casual now. Since Federer and Nadal retired, my interest has waned extensively.
You led me right into what I want to ask. So I remember watching Breakfast at Wimbledon way back. I'm old enough to actually have seen John McEnroe play as a player and Jimmy Connors. But I think back to there was a golden age, right, with Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg and Pete Sampras. And then you had these three greats at once that you always talk about. What would it take for it to be less niche and less casual? A great American player?
Yeah.
Is that all we need?
We need a big-time American to step up and
what
win.
About Coco Gauff?
And win. In men. You're talking about men's
tennis. We're
talking
about men.
Women's tennis, U.S., not that they're dominating because there's two Czechs ended up.
Checkmate.
Good one. I was going to do a different route, but
check,
since you jumped in. the U.S. women's game is in a great spot. The men's game, you got Fritzy, and that's about it. And Fritzy needs to get over the hump, and I don't know if he's going to be able to against these cats.
Who's Fritzy?
Taylor Fritz.
Okay. Just got married at Madison Square Garden. Tausch, maybe Alcaraz should go to MoMA, and maybe that would solve
his problems.
I know
I've helped. I was just telling you a little bit, my shoulder bumming me out. I probably need to go down again and get that looked at. My knee feels so much better. I'm going to be able to walk. Matter of fact, I walked a mile on the course this morning before the show. I'll probably walk a couple after, and I can thank MoMA for that. Midwest Orthopedic and Musculoskeletal Alliance, they bring together local providers. OIW, SMOC, Innovative Pain. They make it easier to find the right specialist and the right treatment for you. I think so many times we get caught up in, I don't want to have to this big operate where I got to go do this. You just want to be able to pull your car up, park it, walk in, get a 20-minute treatment like I have at Ortho Laser, and you're done. Not only Ortho Laser, they also have Smart Scan, Mosh, and the Surgery Center, all easy in, easy out operations. If you want to get your stuff, your health back in order, where you can start doing the things you love doing, check out MoMA, call, or walk in today.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, we will finally hear from Mina Kimes. We'll do that in 2 minutes as we continue live from the Bog in Saukville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. It's Wilde and Tausch.